Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're here with us today. Hey, I pray this Jumpstart podcast inspires you, encourages you, uplifts you, and yes, maybe even challenges you. And I pray also that this Jumpstart podcast jumpstarts your day, hence the title. Hey, the title of the podcast today is The 10 Spies Network. And if you know anything about the 10 spies, you know that I'm in Numbers 13 and 14. And I'm going to start with the first verse in Numbers 13 because it says it all. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel." I'm just going to stop right there because God said, "Which I'm giving to the people of Israel." Moses had to send out 10 leaders. 10 leaders went into this land. 10 leaders went in knowing that God said, "I'm going to give it to you." 10 leaders went in knowing what God said, looked at the circumstances when they got there, and came back with a different report. They came back with a negative report. They came back with a double-minded report. It's pretty interesting. I go down to Numbers 13:30 because these 10 spies came in and told the people what they couldn't do. They came in and they said, in verse 27, I'm sorry, "We came to the land which you sent us. Yes, it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However," here we go, "the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea along the Jordan." They're just giving them a negative report. How many people do you hang out with and do I hang out with that God has specifically told us something, and they come back with a negative report? They say, "Oh, it can't be God. Here's why." Or, "It can't be God. You're not talented enough." "Oh, it can't be God. You don't have the knowledge to do something like that." This is when you need some Calebs and Joshuas in your life. Because Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." I don't know about you, but I need men and women around me of faith. I don't need gossipers and slanderers and people that are going to speak negative. I need people that are going to agree with God's plan for my life. Where two or more agree on anything, it will be done. Then the man who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go against these people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height, and we seem like grasshoppers to them." My goodness, you have Creator God on your side, and you're worried about what things look like. How many times do we worry about our circumstances? How many times do we worry about the things that we see? We look at our circumstances and we let it define what God has already told us. If God says He's going to provide for you, are you going to look at your circumstances and be like the 10 spies and say, "Well, my bank account's in the negative. There's no way God's going to provide for me"? If you get a bad doctor's report, are you going to look at the Bible where it says, "By His stripes you were healed"? Or, "Don't forget His benefits, who heals all of your sickness and all of your disease"? Or are you going to believe the 10 spies who want to tell you you're going to die? We could do this over and over and over again in our lives. This is why it's so crucial to have some Joshua and Calebs in our lives. These 10 spies brought back a negative report And here's what happened in Numbers 14. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in the wilderness, in this wilderness." So they wanted to go back to slavery and bondage instead of believing God at his word. How many times do we want to go backwards instead of forwards? How many times do we want to go back to the old thing instead of staying right where God wants us and taking a step out in faith? They continued by saying, "Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword?" Do we not remember that the Lord in chapter 13 said, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel." Obviously, God already knew. Yes, he was going to give it to the people of Israel, but not these people, because what happened? They grumbled against them. They grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And God ends up saying, I'm going to shorten this whole chapter here. God ended up saying, these people will not inherit the land. In fact, they grumbled. They said, "Will our children fall prey to these people?" And God said, "No, that's exactly who's going to enter into the land, your children. But you people who have grumbled against me, you are going to be the ones that die in the desert. Your children and Joshua and Caleb are going to enter into the promised land." I love what the Bible says about Caleb and Joshua, how they had a different spirit. How they had a different spirit, and this is what made God happy. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God was pretty upset. He said, "How long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of all the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Say to them, 'As I live, declares the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do.'" What a verse. "What you have said in my hearing, I will do." Fortunately, Moses prayed for them and said, "Oh no, Lord, don't do that, because what's Egypt going to think?" And the Lord said, "Okay, but here's what's going to happen. The kids and Joshua and Caleb are going to enter into the promised land because Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit." How many negative people are you hanging around with on a regular basis that speak death into your life? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. Wow, what a verse. "What you have said in my hearing, I will do." Woo! If you really think about that, "What you have said in my hearing, I will do." Couldn't that mean for the positive or for the negative? But do you want to continue to be a part of the 10 Spies Network, which is the title of my podcast, the 10 Spies Network, that refuses to read the word, hear the word, stand on the word, believe the word, and they look at the circumstances. They look at the giants in the land. They look at the obstacles instead of the one who gets us up and over the obstacles. They look at the circumstances instead of looking to God, who says, "I will supply your need. I will protect you. I will deliver you. I am your shelter, your tower, and your strength." He says all of these things, and yet we still buy into the 10 Spies Network. We watch Fox News and CNN and buy into their lies. We watch the news and we let it discourage us and frighten us, and we forget what God says in his word. We forget that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. We forget that we are not alone in this journey. We forget. And we surround ourselves with negative people. We surround ourselves with people who aren't speaking faith, who aren't speaking truth, who aren't speaking life. They're speaking death. Even Jesus, when he healed the the girl who he told, he came to heal the father's daughter who had died. He had to get all the people out of the room that had no faith because they laughed at him when he said that she was sleeping. He had to get those people out. There are people in your life that you're going to have to separate yourself from in order to walk in faith. We need to encourage each other, inspire each other, and lift each other up, and not be a member of the 10 Spies Network. If God said it, that settles it. He's going to do it. We've got to decide that this word that I'm holding in my hands is the truth. And no matter what we see in the natural, that doesn't define who God is. It doesn't define what he's going to do. And it doesn't nullify his promises. Get out of that 10 spies network. Get away from people that are negative. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.